Australia's most trusted rural charity, Rural Aid, has made its biggest investment in improving regional mental health. Joining us to have a chat about it is CEO John Walters. John, how are you doing today?
Fantastic, Andrew, and hope all your listeners are as well.
John, what have you done? What's Rural Aid invested in?
Look, the clear message that we keep getting back over and over and again is that mental well-being support and counsellors are absolutely critical to the long-term sustainability of our ag sector and our regional community. So Rural Aid's responded to that by appointing 10 new councillors. 9 of them are in place already, and it's a really big and significant commitment from Rural Aid.
For so many people living and existing in rural Australia, New South Wales, and here in the Upper Hunter, isolation is an issue. So to be able to talk to somebody just makes that life a little bit easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And the other side of it is not just that isolation piece, is we've had this series of really significant disasters that have really hurt rural Australia in particular. And behind each of those disasters, be it a drought, a bushfire, a flood or a mouse plague, it erodes the mental stability or just makes people a little bit more mentally fragile. And behind that is a need for support to help those people pick up the pieces and get on with the job again. And that's really what the role of Rural Aid on this occasion.
You make a really good point there. The average person that lives in metropolitan Sydney, you know, if it rains or it's a bit dry or there's a mouse in the kitchen, you know, that's no big deal. But out here, everything is expanded by at least to the factor of 10. And to be able to cope with that without being able to just share that problem, it makes it harder and harder.
Yeah, look, you're spot on, Andrew. We know that the problems are when they come along, they're typically not little ones, are they? When we have a drought, it's usually a raging drought. And when there's a bushfire, as we've just seen, it's been incredibly impactful. And the mouse plague, which we're all hoping isn't going to be as dramatic as it was earlier in the year. They're problems that really have a profound impact. And as I say, it just erodes the mental fragility of people. And behind that is the real need for support and the ability to have a conversation. And we know there's a gap in that provision of services. So Rural Aid, we're very much about trying to play that an increasingly important role there.
If anybody would like to make access of the councillors available from Rural Aid, what should they do?
Look, the best way is probably just to jump onto the Rural Aid website, which is ruralaid.org.au, and then we can steer them through to the appropriate support. It's a great service. It's a service that we've been operating for a number of years now, and our councillors, what really sets them apart is they get out and they see farmers where they feel most comfortable, and 9 times out of 10, that's on their property. And if we can't see them on their property, we'll pick up the phone and we'll have a chat to them and we'll do it however else that we can.
You should be very proud of everything that Rural Aid has done, and I'm sure you are, John, and this is just an extension of the great work. From Rural Aid, John Walters, CEO, thank you very much for joining us on 2NM.
Thanks so much, Andrew.